Chapter 13. Revolution Impending. 119. The Soldiers at New York and Boston. Soldiers had been stationed at New York ever since the end of the French War, because that was the most central point on the coast. The New Yorkers did not like to have the soldiers there very well, because Parliament expected them to supply the troops with certain things without getting any money in return. The New York Assembly refused to supply them, and Parliament suspended the Assembly sittings. In 1768, two regiments came from New York to Boston to protect the customs officers. 120. The Boston Massacre, 1770. There were not enough soldiers at Boston to protect the customs officers, if the colonists really wished to hurt them. There were quite enough soldiers at Boston to get themselves and the colonists into trouble. On March 5, 1770, a crowd gathered around the soldiers stationed on King Street, now State Street. There was snow on the ground, and the boys began to throw snow and mud at the soldiers. The crowd grew bolder. Suddenly, the soldiers fired on the people. They killed four colonists and wounded several more. Led by Samuel Adams, the people demanded the removal of the soldiers to the fort in the harbor. Hutchinson was now governor. He offered to send one regiment out of the town. "All or none," said Adams, and all were sent away. 120. Committees of Correspondence. Up to this time, the resistance of the colonists had been carried on in a haphazard sort of way. Now, committees of correspondence began to be appointed. These committees were of two kinds. First, there were town committees of correspondence. These were invented by Samuel Adams and were first appointed in Massachusetts. But more important were the colonial committees of correspondence. The first of these was appointed by Virginia in 1769. At first, few colonies followed Massachusetts and Virginia in appointing committees. But as one act of tyranny succeeded another, other colonies fell into line. By 1775, all the colonies were united by a complete system of committees of correspondence.